The primary cortex in the occipital lobe is the visual cortex. It receives and processes visual information, and it contains feature detectors which respond to specific visual features such as shape, colour, orientation, etc. The association areas in the occipital lobe bring together information from other parts of the cerebral cortex to organise and interpret visual information in a meaningful way. For example, the temporal lobe for object and facial recognition, the parietal lobe for visual attention and spatial information, thus helping the viewer process where objects are. So that's a key point, that the association areas in the occipital lobe need to integrate this information with other specialty parts of the cerebral cortex in order to respond to our environment in a meaningful and adaptive way. So symptoms of damage to the occipital lobe, in extreme cases, blindness. If damage is suffered to the borderline area between the occipital and temporal lobe, we could suffer from visual agnosia, which is impairment with object or facial recognition, depending on whether damage is suffered. Agnosia patients can see elements of the object or person, but might not be able to combine these into a meaningful and recognisable whole. Now, it's important to note that visual information from our right visual field, that is, if we're looking straight ahead, anything right of centre, that's going to get processed in the left occipital lobe. It's a contralateral process. Visual information that enters the eye through the pupil will cross over at the optic chiasm, which is in front of the retina. So anything from the left visual field will cross over in front of the retina at the optic chiasm. It'll hit the right side of the retina and it'll be processed in the right occipital lobe and vice versa. And this will be important when you get to the split brain component of the course.